What did you mean by that glance? Tell me, what did you mean by that second glance? Should I cross the room and say hi, or should I stay here and let you come by? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You'll find it interesting, I gave up relationships last week. I decided that they weren't for me. I could live a very celibate life, but I can't help wondering if you're my type. Oh no, I don't know. You know that place where you've given up on relationships completely, you know, you maybe just gotten out of a bad relationship that it seems like everybody else knew you were in before you did. And so finally, you know, finally you realize, you see the light, you know, and you get to this place where you're just like, screw it, you know, I'm never doing this again, you know, and you envision yourself, you know, growing old, you know, in a big front porch somewhere, you know, sitting in a rocker, knitting, you know, with lots of cats. And the vision's so beautiful, you know, it's so beautiful, it's peaceful, you know, you're creating, you know. And then suddenly someone really cute walks by and you forget the dream. There's a couple of things I like to get straight before we meet. I've been burned and I'm tired of being sweet, so I'll sit you down for the 20 million questions, and if you pass with rainbow colors, and we'll talk about connections. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I have one more thing. One more thing. I found in my vast dating experience that it's very important, if you're interested in someone, to make sure that they are in fact interested in your gender. It's a big thing, it really is. Some people can relate, yes. What did you mean by that glance? Tell me, what did you mean by that second glance? Should I cross the room and say hi, or should I look down, never looking you in the eye? I don't know. I don't know. I